Perek Vav, Mishnah Chet. Chapter 6, the 8th Mishnah. Again, this Mishnah is a continuation from our previous Mishnayos, which refer to what a person may or may not go out into the public domain on Shabbos. The rabbis were concerned that a person would come and transgress an Isser de Oraisa, a biblical prohibition of carrying an object for Amos in Rishus HaRabbim. Hakitea Yotze Vekav Shalo Divrei Rabbi Meir, an amputee may go out with his wooden foot, according to Rav Meir. According to Rav Meir, a person whose leg has been amputated may go out into the public domain with his artificial leg that has been fitted to the stump of his leg, and because it is considered really part of his shoe. However, Rabbi Yossi prohibits it. What is the reason why Rabbi Yossi prohibits an amputee from going out with his artificial leg? According to Rabbi Yossi, an artificial leg is not really like his shoes, because really the amputee uses his crutches and is supported by his crutches, and the artificial leg is only for appearance. So it will not appear like he is lacking a leg. Therefore, it is considered a load, a masa, and may not go out in the public domain with it. Other interpretations explain that according to Rav Yossi, he does consider it like a shoe, but what is the concern? That he might go out and he might come to remove it and carry it for Amos, for cubits in the public domain. And Rabbi Meir, however, is not concerned and not worried about such a fear. The halacha, according to the Rambam, in fact, goes according to Rabbi Yossi, and we prohibit an amputee from going out with his artificial leg. Today, obviously, artificial legs, artificial limbs are in a very different category. One should not necessarily make assumptions from the times of Chazal to the modern era. Mishnah now goes on a bit of a tangent dealing with laws of Tuma and Tahara, ritual purity and impurity, as they pertain to this amputee. And if this has a cavity for pads, they could in fact become tame. If on this wooden foot there's a cavity, and in fact there's a space in there, and therefore it's considered a vase kibul, therefore it is considered a receptacle, and they could become tame, and they are susceptible to laws of tuma. If, however, they do not have a base kibble, if they do not have some indentation for the stub to be placed in, they're not considered clean, they're not considered a problem of being a receptacle, in which case they are just considered a piece of regular wood, and a piece of regular wood is not susceptible to the laws of tumah. Zemocho shalo, the knee pads of the amputee, tumei in midras, v'yotzim hem b'shabbos, v'nichnasim behen ba'azara. The knee pads for an amputee are able to become tamei midras. An amputee who does not have any legs whatsoever, and therefore both legs have been amputated, and he walks on his knees, and he has support, which he really uses these types of knee pads that he walks around in, or he walks on, made out of like leather or perhaps a bit of wood. It gives him some type of support. He can lean on them. They're made for him to walk and to support his body. These are actually are susceptible to what's called tamei midras, and that is if this amputee were to have a discharge, and a person who has a discharge is considered an avatuma, it's considered a direct cause of a tuma, of uncleanliness, and he would in fact impart tumah to other utensils, which are made specifically for sitting, or for lying, or for riding on, and therefore these types of supports, these knee pads, would become tameh because of the amputee. However, an amputee may go out in the public domain, Yodzim hem b'shabbos, they are considered like shoes for anybody else. V'nichnasim behem b'azara, and even though a person may not enter the Azara, may not enter the courtyard of the base of Mikdash wearing shoes, as the Mishnah Brachos teaches us, a person may not wear shoes to Har HaBayis, nonetheless, for an amputee, these are not really considered his shoes, they are considered part of his clothing, and he would be allowed to ascend to Har HaBayis with these supports. However, concludes the Mishnah, Kisev is semucho shalo tmein midrash ve'ein nichnasim ben shabbos ve'ein nichnasim behen vazara. However, if the amputee has a type of chair that he uses and he pushes himself forward on it, using his hands to thrust himself forward, such a chair is again susceptible to becoming tmein midrash. However, ein yotzim hem b'shabbos, an amputee may not use this in the public domain, and he would not be able to enter the temple courtyard with this type of chair. The reason why he may not go in the public domain is because they are not connected to his body. We're worried that it might slip off, or because other interpretations say that they're not essential, and therefore maybe it's considered a masah, it's considered a load. And he is not permitted to enter the Beis HaMikdash, the courtyard of the temple with them, because they are considered to be his shoes. Other interpretations, other commentaries actually say, this Mishnah is only referring to the supports of the chair, but the chair itself, he may go out on Shabbos and enter the Beis HaMikdash, because it really is considered his shoes. However, it would still be susceptible to Tumas Midrash. So different opinions as to the chair and to perhaps the supports of the chair, what's considered an essential item, what's considered his shoes, or what is considered something that he might remove in the public domain and carry it for others. And the Mishnah concludes, and Katmin Tahorin Ven Yotzin Behen. These ankatmin, or these types of masks that the jokers, that these jesters would carry on their shoulders for some type of jolly, some type of entertainment, or perhaps others say that these are types of masks that are worn in order to scare children. Regardless, whatever they are considered tahorin. They are not really susceptible to laws of Tumah or Tahara, because they're not really considered a kli, and a person may not go out on Shabbos with them because they're completely superfluous, there's no need for them, and therefore they're considered a load, and a person may not carry a load out into Rishus HaRabim on Shabbos, because carrying a load for Amos violates an Isser D'Oraisa, a biblical commandment. Mishnah Dalid, in Perek Vav, the ninth Mishnah in the sixth chapter in Shabbos. Once again, we are continuing with the theme that we've been dealing with for the past few Mishnahs. Habanim Yotzim Baksharim Uvnei Malachim Bazugin. Boys may go out with laces, and princes may go out with bells. What are these laces that the Mishnah is referring to? A little bit unclear. The Gemara seems to say that if a person really, if a boy really has this yearning for his father, he can take the lace from his right shoe and tie it to his left. The Rambam understands this to mean that a young boy who really loves his father and finds it difficult to depart from his father, there is a method that this child would take some lace from his father's shoe and would tie it to his son's arm. The father would tie this string almost to his son's arm, almost as a psychological remedy in order to appease the boy upon their separation. This is what the knots, these ksharim that our Mishnah is referring to. Others' interpretation, I believe the Rabbeinu Chananel says, that when a son really misses his father is in fact passed away, he takes the shoelace from his father and he ties it to his own shoelace, almost to calm him down, for a bereaving child over his father. Whatever these types of laces are, they're to provide some type of solace, some type of comfort to a young lad. And again, this is something which is not considered a load. It is something almost which has become permanently affixed to a child, shoe, or arm. These B'nai Malachim, the princes, may in fact go out with bells. However, the Gemara qualifies the statement, and it says that a prince may only go out on Shabbos in the public domain if these bells are in fact woven into the garment themselves. And concludes our Mishnah. Really, v'chol adam. Really, in terms of going out with these bells, despite the fact that our Mishnah mentions B'nai Malachim, only princes, the truth is, we're referring to anybody going out with bells that are woven into one's clothing. So why is it that our Mishnah specifies specifically princes? Ela shedibru chachamim behove. Our sages spoke of the most common practice, but it did not mean to state only princes, but rather anybody who wears these bells in their garments. I just wrote the most common example, which was found among princes, to wear bells in their clothing.